0010.
Kate Delaney here on America Tonight. So excited as I just checked the prize closet. It is bursting at the seams. Perhaps you could be a lucky winner in our trifecta challenge. Pimlico, that's the racetrack. It's the Preakness that we're talking about, the second leg of the Triple Crown. Super Saver, will that horse be in the money once again? You don't have to know your horses. You just have to pick the right numbers, 1 through 13, just three of them, in the correct order, and you could be our big winner. But in our third hour, if you are one of the first six callers, you will automatically win because you get a DVD copy of the movie The Messenger, starring Woody Harrelson. Critically acclaimed, he was nominated for an Oscar for his performance in The Messenger. So you could be one of those winners. I think some of you might be feeling a little bit lucky. All right, it might be about luck again, and we're talking about another possible terroristic threat, right? I'm going to get to this in a second, and it has to do with New York City once again. I mean, New York City is ground zero for the real nuts and the copycat nuts, unfortunately, as much as it pains me to say it, as I love that city. And it is our number one city. It is our biggest, baddest city. A lot of interesting things come out of New York, seriously. And it frightens me to think of all the people that are on Manhattan, that are on that island. It's an island, after all, you forget. And then you think of the five other boroughs. But it's really Manhattan, somewhere in Manhattan, that always seems to be the target. The Fat Police, and that's what they're being dubbed, but it's true. There is a new bill that requires all the states to track the body mass index of kids from 2 to 18 years old. Can you imagine? So they're getting new directives in place where if you're sending your child, it might be a little bit pudgy, to school like kindergarten, hopefully they don't come back in tears because their body mass index is higher than 24. You know how kids are, especially now, I think it's worse than ever, the whole peer pressure thing, either to be thin or to be beautiful or to be handsome or not to have buck teeth or, you know, not to have gangly legs. Kids always get picked on. I mean, who hasn't been bullied in some sense? But really, it's tough times in a lot of schools for a lot of kids that feel like they're outcasts. And now you got bigger kids who are probably going to feel worse, and let's just hope that their self-esteem isn't so shattered that a lot of crazy things don't start to happen. We've seen suicide rates go through the roof for teenagers, and this could be yet just one more thing that pushes those kids who are having a hard time with weight or whatever fitting in over the edge. So while part of me thinks, you know, you can't have this obesity epidemic, it's terrible. The other part of me says, ooh, hold on now. This is Big Brotherish. They're weighing you. They're weighing the kids. This is what we're going to say. And then eventually, does it happen? Well, we won't give you as much of a grant in your particular area because the kids are too big and nobody's doing anything to help them. Or, you know, this is like force. We're forcing you to fit into a number. And those BMI numbers can be kind of unfair, depending on the kid, the how tall they are, all that other sort of stuff. And, you know, sometimes kids go through a pudgy period, especially the little kids, when you're saying 2 to 18. You know, the whole baby fat thing? So now what, you have to put your kid on a diet when they're one? No hamburger ever for you. You will never taste a fry. It's only vegetables. That's it. Maybe we're going to let you sprinkle a little salt, but we're worried about salt, too. So lay off of it. I think it's scary. We'll dive a little bit more into that during this hour of ATN. But right from the get-go, right from the very top of the show, we got to tell you about this story. And it has to do with New York, and that's what I was mentioning about terrorism. Is it terrorism? What's the deal? Is it copycat? Is it a nutball? Whatever. I happened to see some footage of it in New York, there's a place called Union Square, and they had to block off the streets near Union Square, nice area, after a Thursday night late report of a suspicious car with two gas cans found in the back seat. It was a 1991 Oldsmobile Cutlass Sierra, which was found in front of the Con Edison utility building just after 10 o'clock East Coast time. And they say the chief of police says that several floors of a high-rise residential area were evacuated, and some streets in the area also had to be blocked off because they're worried. They don't know. They just see this, and who knows what it is. It's on Manhattan's east side, and Union Square is a major tourist thoroughfare. It's near New York University and Greenwich Village and a lot of major places that people would go and visit, and just even people that live in the city. So they already had a close call back in the beginning of May when an SUV loaded with gasoline and propane began smoking in Times Square but didn't explode because he was a D-list terrorist, Faisal Shahzad, a Pakistani-born American citizen. We know this story here, arrested and charged federally. In that case, now we have this deal. And by the way, the president was in the city for a fundraiser and met with the police to congratulate them on their efforts in counterterrorism events that have unfolded. Now you have this thing, and there's not a lot to tell you. The details that I know are pretty sketchy, just that they're inspecting it. It's very suspicious. I told you what the car was. They evacuated the area, and there were two gas cans, and you know, so ultimately, what does this mean? Is it a little bit of nothing? Is it some weird copycat thing? Is there more to this story? And this just shows you everybody's on edge. You cannot be too safe. You just, you know, it could be nothing. So, and is this America gone crazy that if you just see something that looks suspicious, which was what happened after 9/11? You know, when you go in the airports and they're saying, if you see a suspicious package, please report unattended, whatever. And, yeah, somebody could definitely do that, but there is this weird line. And what is that line between freaky and, boy, we just can never be too careful. I would say with what happened in Times Square, it's going to be high alert across the city. And if something looks suspicious, then they're going to go to work on a suspicious car. And it just could be nothing. Or it could be something. Or it could be someone thinking that they were going to scare people. And, you know, you got to wonder this. How many calls do you think the NYPD gets for suspicious-looking packages, or now, and probably before, cars all the time? And that's got to be a tough job, rooting through what you think is really something, and then other things that are a little bit of nothing, and people just have an extra sensitive antenna up. Let's call it that. How's that? All right, hang with us, because coming up on the flip side, General McChrystal sounds off on the Afghanistan war, which, by the way, the money that we've thrown at this effort in Afghanistan has far surpassed Iraq. That's next on ATN.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or Fossil lyophilized phytoplankton powder has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you prepared? Well, you need to be hardcore prepared. There is a difference. To be hardcore prepared, equip yourself with the latest survival gear available at TacTownGear.com. All TacTown gear has been field tested by Canadian and U.S. forces, so you know it's tough. What kind of gear? 72-hour survival kits as low as $55. Holsters for $21. Ankle holsters as low as $40. Flashlights, knives, binoculars, sleeping bags, boots, weapons, accessories, and much more available only at TacTownGear.com. Order now and receive free shipping and a free gift on orders over $175. Need more? Receive free shipping, a free gift, and a 10% discount on orders over $250. Visit TacTownGear.com right now for your preparedness needs. That's TACTownGear.com. TacTownGear.com. Or call TacTown Gear at 418-844-9111. Again, that's 418-844-9111.
As we head into yet another weekend in May, we're getting closer and closer to Memorial Day. It was fun the other night when we had Bill Federer on to tell us about the history of Memorial Day. There were a couple of things that he talked about that I didn't have a clue about. Yeah, he's a fascinating guy where I almost think that he was born with a history book in his hand, you know, with a million books around him, and he just went through every single one of them and absorbed them, but he always adds an interesting twist or two. And we're going to post that on our website. It might already be there. If not, it will be there under What You Missed. You can always go to americatonight.net, and you'll find some of the interviews, the blunder of the day, and a lot of blog stuff. Plus, you can take our poll on what you're going to do with your refund. And if you owed money, forget about it. You don't want to think about it. That's okay. I completely understand. Or you can just shoot us an email. We will go to the mailbag at the end of the hour, and it's americatonight.net. So Beast of Burden, has Afghanistan become that? The Afghan war costs have certainly outpaced Iraq's. So there's no question about that. You know, my concern here is, are we getting the bad guys? Is it worth the lives that we have on the line and what's happening in, like, the Death Valley region and what our troops are doing? You know, I give the troops an incredible, incredible amount of credit. I do not think, and they're not really looking for that, but I do not think they get the recognition that they deserve for putting it on the line, I mean, every day. This isn't a job for someone who's afraid to go in and do the heavy, heavy lifting. And the heavy lifting now is being more of a diplomat than anything else, because what's happened is really a lot of the insurgents, it's just about money. They need money. So they're getting paid by the Taliban, and they're willing to pick off soldiers for the money that they're earning. This is why that now the our government, as you know, has turned to paying them to lay down their arms. It all makes sense. Not so much in some cases about an ideology. It's simply about economics. So here's what General McChrystal, the top dog, the top commander in Afghanistan, had to say, that basically nobody is winning.
Well, I think that in the last year, we've made a lot of progress. I think I'd be prepared to say nobody is winning at this point, where the insurgents, I think, felt that they had momentum a year ago, felt that they were making clear progress. I think that stopped. I think this insurgency is serious, and it's serious because it has a relative reach around the country, and it's got a fair number of fighters involved, so it can bring a lot of violence on the Afghan people. It's also not popular. It's not popular with Afghans. We see that in polling, and I certainly see that as I speak with Afghans. So it's not a movement that is fulfilling the wishes of Afghan people. In fact, it is moving by coercion. But it is going to be a challenge to stop it, and the government of Afghanistan is going to have to take very effective measures to bring it to a halt.
Yeah, do you hit like that? Effective measures to bring it to a halt. I mean, the number of fighters that were talking about and the span of that country. That was McChrystal, by the way. He was on PBS's NewsHour, and that was just a little slice of that, talking about the momentum, that resurgence of the Taliban and the militants. And it's really about the dough, without question. Not necessarily always the ideology, and that's just as tough to fight in trying to get them to, they being the insurgents, lay down their weapons. Yeah. How much longer, and ultimately, what will we say about Afghanistan in the end? 10 years from now, what will we be saying about Afghanistan? You can throw in your 2 cents at any time, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Let's slide off to Jeremy in Alaska. Hey, Jeremy.
Hello.
Hello.
Is that all I'm worth, is 2 cents?
Okay, give me your $10 opinion.
No, I'm kidding. But I was wondering, I wanted to pick that, the one who won the Kentucky Derby to win this one.
Super Saver.
I want to see a triple crown in my lifetime. You know what I mean? Like the big one, how they win three in a row. Has there been one in my lifetime?
Well, you probably, I'm thinking 78, I don't know how old you are, but yeah. 1978, you had affirmed.
I was born in 71. Okay, I want to see two in my lifetime.
Yeah, see, and that's the problem. It is so difficult to do. Who thought when Affirm raced to the finish line at the Belmont in 78 that you would never hear or see of a Triple Crown winner? We've come close a couple of times, two legs of it, like Smarty Jones with two legs and just barely losing the Belmont, but losing is losing, so it's not the Triple Crown. It would be cool to see a Triple Crown. I don't know if Super Saver's the horse to do it, though. I don't think Super Saver has the legs for the Belmont. Maybe the Preakness, but I'm not so sure about the Belmont.
Well, I hope so. You know, I'd sure like to see one again anyway. But other than that, Kate, I wanted to talk about that Machete movie a little bit and how it was funded with taxpayer dollars and how it's kind of like those old movies that were around, you know, back in the 70s and stuff that helped, or the, I think it was more like the 50s and 60s, actually, that the Ku Klux Klan was making to recruit more members and things like that.
The Machete movie?
Yeah. You haven't heard of it yet?
No.
Mm-mm. Well, it's a racist movie. I made a couple of posts on it at liberalforum.org. Not that I'm a liberal. I'm an independent. But I lean more conservative.
Oh, I know what movie you're talking about. It's the movie with, because I know her from another series. If I'm right about this, it's the Machete movie is an action movie, right? Is that what you're talking about? You're talking about Jessica Alba's in it and Michelle Rodriguez is in it?
Yes, ma'am. It's not it's not even supposed to come out until September, but Alex Jones dedicated almost the whole show on it today. I guess a lot of it was paid with taxpayer dollars, like I was saying, and you can contact the people and everything. You know, you'll see me at littlehawk@littleforum.org and just check out my post there. It's not my blog or nothing, so I'm not trying to.
Well, no, I know what this is about. I know what you're talking about, because the worry is, and I didn't happen to hear what Alex was saying about it, but it's about the concern about would it cause some kind of a race war? How much will this whip people up? And it's like you said, it's not coming out until later, like maybe September or so, but you can see it in the trailer, the things that happen in the trailer, and it's a lot of this implies certainly, Arizona. That's what they're the focus. You're looking at the possible freak out, especially in the beginning of this, and it's about immigration. Some of it lands on the lap of immigration. So, yeah, now you've really piqued our curiosity, too, by the way.
In this clip, he says it's a special Cinco de Mayo message towards Arizona.
Yeah, I saw that.
And, it's just, I hope people are gearing up and getting their beans, bullets, and Band-Aids together because, something like this could happen. You know, a lot of times these Hollywood film industries, they'll make a movie about something that's to come, just like, the old going to the moon. To space movies from back in the 50s and 60s, like Star Trek and stuff like that.
And I know what you're meaning, too, because what you're talking about, I didn't make the connection, but you're talking about one of the stars, Danny Trejo, I think his name is, and what you're talking about is what he said about to the Arizona state legislator when he says, you're not going to mess with this Mexican. So this could really, I guess, the thought is it could really get under the skin of a lot of people once it comes out. And, for the movie makers, here's the scoop, Jeremy. They want to make the movie. They want to make the movie and make the money. Robert Rodriguez and the rest of them, that's what they're looking for, the buzz. So they're getting buzz over this, and that's part of the deal here. But will it actually lead to other things? It's interesting that you brought that up. Thanks for the call in Alaska. Coming up on the flip side, more of Odds and Ends here on America Tonight.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. I'm Roger Mason, research chemist and developer of the all-natural supplement Beta Prostate, and I want you to know about a free bottle giveaway. Beta Prostate helps your body support good prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and even intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay a small shipping and handling fee. Make the call today and get your free bottle.
To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. One free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
I like to see you look right across the floor. I like to do the thing, see you call up on the floor. I like to reggae, but you dance sad.
Speaking of hollering for more, you did that, America, when you asked that I bring back the Trifecta Challenge, and we're doing that for the Preakness in our third hour, three segments in our third hour. There are, in fact, now 12 horses officially in the Preakness because there was another scratch. So you've got 12 different choices. Basically, what you have to know is it's numbers 1 through 12. Mix them and match them however you want to. If you get three in order, bang, you win our Trifecta Challenge. If you're one of the first six people to call in our third hour, starting in the second segment, you will win a copy of The Messenger starring Woody Harrelson. All right, as usual here on ATN, we're talking about a plethora of things, and many of you are waiting to jump on the show with us. So let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Big shout-out to our pal Tomas. I don't want to give away any personal secrets, but we have good thoughts going your way for your wife, and I hope everything's good.
Outstanding. Thank you very much, Kate.
You're welcome.
I want to touch on that that little speech that you had earlier by General McChrystal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when the Russians were fighting the Taliban, it was totally different from today. Then the Taliban was supported by the United States of America.
That's right.
And a great president, you know, and not like today where we don't have a Ronald Reagan in the White House. And we were giving them stingers and we were giving them all kinds of training. Today, nobody is supporting the Taliban like that. And yet, we have them outnumbered 10 to 1. We have aircraft. They don't have aircraft. We have artillery. They don't have artillery. We have tanks. They don't have tanks. We have radar. Okay? We have the best trained force in the world, And this general stands up there and says, well, it's a tie, kind of. It's a tie. You know, I'm thinking the problem is the general or the commander-in-chief.
That you think McChrystal isn't the right guy, and even though they have all this faith and McChrystal's the guy, Republicans and Democrats and people who have military background really thought he's doing it right with the diplomacy and whatnot, you think because of what he's saying, forget that, he's selling it wrong. He should be gone.
Well, either that or he's decided that he does not want to go against Obama, since Obama's going to be, you know, giving him his next promotion or his next job, yeah, probably. With all those forces, and you telling me that all we have is a tie, there is something wrong. Now, of course, we all know that the rules of engagement are
that's
ridiculous.
It. That's it. What you just said right there, ridiculous. If you and I went over there and we wanted to do everything we could, their hands are so tied behind their back, they're waiting to be picked off by snipers in some cases in Death Valley. It's crazy, Tomas. I think that's part of the reason why they're having so many problems.
Well, so, I'm thinking until we get Obama and the Democrats out of power, we should not be utilizing our military or supporting the use of our military, because they are being misused. I mean, when you have that preponderance of superiority, you know, that's like the Lakers playing an elementary school and the game is tied at halftime. You know, it must be because the Lakers don't want to win.
And, you know, interesting thought. I agree with you in a different sense, because I was saying this a year, 2 years ago. What are we doing? And remember, there was no roadmap for the longest time. Everybody kept saying, well, what's the goal? What's the end game? What are you trying to do? What are you trying to accomplish? Remember that, Tomas? I know you and I had many conversations about that, and we never had a clear picture. And here's all the sacrifice coming from the people, because it's a voluntary military. And you make an excellent point. Then why are we there?
You know, there's a video out on the internet right now about Eric Holder, and he refuses to say Islamic terror.
I know.
Islamic extremist. Even though, you know, every day now, apparently, some Islamic extremists are trying to blow something up.
That's
in Times
right.
Square.
That's
Listen,
right.
Okay, thanks a lot. Got a great show. Keep kicking ass.
All right, and you keep hanging in there, buddy. Thanks, Tomas. Appreciate the phone call. He made some great points. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don. Don, are you with us?
Okay.
Yes, I can hear you. What's up?
You didn't click the button. Anyways, first of all, a couple errors there. One, we did not support the Taliban when we were supporting the Afghans. They were Afghan freedom fighters. We helped them, you know, Charlie's Wolf.
Well, the Afghan freedom fighters. Wait. A lot of the Afghan freedom fighters, it's semantics, turned into the Taliban. You know that.
Yeah. After we'd done gotten the Soviet Union out of there.
That's right.
We left the place. We left it alone. There was no government. And that group of wacko, whatever you want to call them, decided to formed up and came in and took it over. Okay. It's just kind of like when we left Vietnam, or we got out of Cambodia, the Khmer Rouge just finished taking the place over. You know, they weren't the ones running the place before we got there, but that's what ended up happening. But you do make the right point. You know, this isn't the same. In fact, that, you know, the Soviets were blowing everything up. You know, blowing up villages. They didn't care if they were killing women and children. You know, and our guys have got their arms tied behind their back. You know, The second part is, I wanted you to compare it to, you know, let's compare the two wars, because now they're comparing the cost, you know, with the Iraq war. Iraq, we had designed objectives. We said, one, we're going to train enough troops to where they can take over, okay, and it took, 6 years to do that, but eventually mm-hmm. they did. Okay, our guys don't go out on, you know, with their SUVs getting blown up on roadside bombs. Iraqis are doing that now. Okay, they don't have enough people. Either they don't have enough people, or like we thought before, they don't have enough money to pay for a military to be able to do that the same as they're doing in Iraq. Okay, so there's a lot of issues that are left here, but the end game, that's the question you have to ask yourself. What happens if we pull out? Taliban takes it back over? Taliban starts bringing people like Osama bin Laden in again, you know, to continue this jihad against the rest of the world? You know, not just the United States. Remember, it was the World Trade Centers, not American Trade Centers that were blown up, you know, crashed into.
Don, here's what I think. I think, and Frank Gaffney came on the show, we talked about that. Jed Babin came on the show, we talked about that. And we've talked with other people who have a long history, and certainly we can agree with them or disagree with them, in the defense arenas. And both of them specifically said, and this was years ago on America Tonight, that really where we should have been was Pakistan all along. I mean, really, we should have been at Pakistan. We should have almost created a circle, if you will, in those hellish areas along that borderline. So that would have been the place to go. Forget Musharraf and all the nonsense that happened with him. But that's ultimately where a lot of those resources should have been spent. And now we're doing the massaging of Pakistan. As you know, and I've said and you've heard, I'm sure, about Hillary Clinton saying that the Pakistanis tell her they know where Osama bin Laden is, basically, and if things work out, maybe we'll find out more information.
Yeah, he's dead in a mountain, Kate. He's not even alive. But anyway, I've got to switch over to something. There's interesting, the guy from your new friend up in Alaska there that called, and he was talking about that film that's going to come out, and I was listening to a clip today of some schmuck that runs the La Raza down there on some big demonstration they had in Los Angeles or whatever, and I could not believe, I mean, I could believe it, some of the things that were coming out of his mouth. I mean, it was like, we're nothing but, let's see, white people, white racist in America, or racist, all the white people in America are racist, they're capitalist, imperialist, that they're here to destroy that they are the Normans of the 21st century, which, actually, I kind of gave the guy credit, the fact that he even knew who the Normans were, But there's 40 million of us, future revolutionaries here in the United States, speaking of the 40 million Latino population that's in the United States, including the illegals, and they're going to rise up and destroy this country. And I was laughing at it because I said, well, now wait a minute. I thought we weren't supposed to call you illegal aliens. I thought we weren't supposed to call you illegal immigrants. I thought we were supposed to call you what's the term they like to use? Economic immigrants?
That's crazy.
Coming to America to get a job. Why are those jobs here? Is that because of capitalism? I mean, we do have a communist in the presidency who's going to try to change all that and turn us into a socialist country, yes. But the fact is, when you go back and you see, and I'm like, and where are you coming from? You know, why is your country not as rich and productive as the United States? If this way of thinking is so intelligent, I just, you know, Mark's been talking about it for Walk 8, you know, and now I hear some movies coming out, and I can't even believe Paul Rodriguez would have anything to do with something like this. He would be supporting or making a movie about the Latinos taking over America. You know, what, do you want to just turn this into Mexico?
It's Robert Rodriguez, yeah, the director. And here's the thing. You think of the money, like Rodriguez, how twisted is this, what he's been able to make thanks to the movie industry in the United States of America. And there's a lot of piling on here. It is scary. And it is a fair question to ask, actually, that Jeremy opened up the box on that one. Is Machete going to cause any kind of race complications? And could be. That's wrong. I mean, it's not wrong that you could do a movie about anything. We live in a free country, which is the brilliance of it, and freedom of speech. But, man, I hate to see what this could stir up, and especially in the trailer as they're hammering home the whole thing about, you know, Cinco de Mayo. And, you know, there's a lot of well-known people in this. Cheech Marin's in it. Steven Seagal's in it. Don Johnson's in it. Robert De Niro. Lindsay Lohan. Jessica Alba. Michelle Rodriguez. And it's not due out, though, for a while. Stay with us. We'll take more on the flip side.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
Digits again, 800-259-5791. I'll say it again. Don't forget, in our next hour, we have our trifecta challenge, a whole bunch of horses racing at Pimlico. The field lost another one when Hurricane Ike was knocked out with a left hind leg injury. So there are 12 horses and 12 possible numbers, which makes it easier for a lot of you listening to possibly come up with the correct numbers, and that would be a trifecta, 1, 2, and 3. You don't even have to worry about the horses. Well, I guess you sort of do, because if you pick ridiculous horses, their numbers, it actually wouldn't matter. But, you know, luck of the draw, you never know what's going to happen, right? We're talking about Afghanistan and McChrystal, and, you know, as Don said, it's true. McChrystal did say it was a draw, basically a tie, which is certainly isn't what you want to hear with the blood and the money that's been spent on Afghanistan. But ultimately, what you ask yourself, what direction are we going in? You know, I feel like so many times when I'm on the air, we're going back to shoulda, woulda, coulda. Too bad we didn't actually go into Pakistan and roll some heads there, or really invest in Pakistan and do the reverse. in a little bit on that Afghanistan border. Now we see what's happening with Hamid Karzai, listening to him basically say nothing when he was in Washington, except to, he did do one thing. He did go to Walter Reed Hospital and thank the soldiers who have given up their limbs and their buddies who gave up their lives and they barely got out of there. He talked about talking to a soldier who didn't have any arms and didn't have any legs and how emotional that was. But then you look at his government and the corruption around it and you think of Karzai propping up the people. You got to be kidding me. But he's the guy. And he's the guy for 6 years. So unless he's removed or taken out, this is the man that's leading Afghanistan diplomatically into the future. And it is about diplomacy. It's about diplomacy for the troops that are crawling around in those difficult areas. Josh in Vermont, you have the floor. Hey, Josh.
Oh, good evening, Kate. You know, you asked the question, what will we be saying in 10 years about Afghanistan?
Yeah.
I think what we're going to be saying is that when Republican Rumsfeld allowed Osama bin Laden to escape from Tora Bora, Rumsfeld made the Afghanistan war 100 times more difficult. Because if you don't cut the head off the snake, it's going to keep biting you. Not only did they allow Osama bin Laden to escape from Tora Bora, but then the Republicans ran away from Afghanistan to kill Saddam Hussein for the false excuses of weapons of mass destruction. Mm-hmm. Not only did Hans Blix say there was no evidence of weapons of mass destruction, but even our own Central Intelligence Agency said there was no evidence of weapons of mass destruction. And the CIA also said that there was no evidence of any connection between Saddam Hussein and 9/11. None whatsoever.
Yeah, I can't argue with that logic. You know, the weapons of mass destruction were the Achilles heel of so many Democrats, too, who say, whoa, if we knew that information. I mean, look at Colin Powell. Why do you think he stepped away? Your timeline is right. Rumsfeld was an idiot. Rumsfeld really shot us in the foot. There's no question about that. That you're absolutely right. And they had the chance at Tora Bora, and they didn't do it. Yeah.
You know, if the Republicans would have concentrated on Afghanistan instead of the Republicans running away to Iraq, we could have been finished in Afghanistan. The Republicans take credit for the surge, but year after year after year, the Republicans kept feeding us the propaganda that we don't need any more troops. Stay the course. We're winning in Iraq. How many years did the Republicans feed us that propaganda? You know, it's amazing. And even before we attacked Iraq, General Eric Shinseki told the Republicans that we're going to need more troops, but the Republicans wanted to fight the war in Iraq on the cheap, and we're still not finished in Iraq.
No, we're not still. You're right. We're not finished in Iraq. And as I mentioned before, with Afghanistan, now we're surpassing Iraq in the money that's been spent. So throwing good money after bad money, and to your point, you're right. They wanted to do it on the cheap in the beginning. So what should have happened is it should have been lots of boots on the ground then in the beginning, because at least you would have knocked it out in a much quicker fashion. And it wouldn't have been as lopped. You wouldn't have had as many years, even in Iraq. Even if it had been Iraq, it could have been boom, bang, we're done.
Right.
But that didn't happen. You're right. And if even that had happened, then fine. Then you move on to Afghanistan, and instead we're looking down a road, a very, very long road that scares me to death, and I feel for the people who have invested their lives. I do.
Oh, my goodness. You know, there's over 4,000 American soldiers that are dead, and there's over 30,000 soldiers, American soldiers, that have been wounded, injured, crippled, or maimed for the rest of their lives. The rest of their lives. You know, this is blood. This is amazing. You know, what a waste. What a waste.
Yeah, I'm glad you called the show. Thanks. Interesting opinion in Vermont. You're right. Your timeline is absolutely right. And sadly, what do we say? Thanks for the call again. What do we say 10 years from now? That's why I asked that question. What are we saying? And it's the soldiers that I care about. It's the people that I care about. It's the people that are carrying out the orders. That's why who's ever controlling the White House, that's who's ever the president, whatever happens in Congress. That's why it is so vital when you talk about a war. Hey, Saddam Hussein, he was taken out, and he should have been taken out. But the weapons of mass destruction and that whole timeline surrounding it was a mess, a nightmare, and caused not only a great many deaths that were unnecessary, but certainly, as Josh was saying, it caused us to spend money and resources in the wrong area. And this is what I said we've talked about. In fact, the people that have come on the show have been the two I mentioned, Jed Babin, staunch conservative Republican, who worked, I believe, in the Bush White House or administration in the defense area during the Bush years, the first Bush. And then you go to Frank Gaffney in the Reagan years, and admittedly, both of them say that the mistakes that were made in Pakistan should have been the goal in the first place, and you know, now we can't go back in history, we can only move forward. So in moving forward, that's what you have to ask yourself. You know, right now you're caught in a vortex. You got guys who have strange rules of engagement because they don't know when someone approaches them, a woman rigged with a bomb, kids. It is still a lot of the same of that. Snipers ready to pick them off when they go into a village. But yet what they're supposed to do is be the diplomat, work with the leaders in the community, figure out what it is that they need, whether it's water and toilets or whatever. That's really what a lot of the mission has become, certainly at this point. And with the new plan in place, McChrystal's plan, a lot of it is what he suggested, that's the idea, is to use the diplomacy to not have civilian casualties. Then you enter into the era of the drone, which effectively has taken out a lot of horrible leaders in the Taliban, but then there's been some civilian casualties, and that's when there's massive blowback on America. Now, I still, and I know I get clobbered for this, but I still like the idea of the drones and in the best situation that you can possibly send them into because of some of the success there, and ending this as quickly as they can, whatever it takes to get the job done at this point, because you don't want these people, the lives lost. You don't want it to be in vain. That's the thing, to leave in vain. It's like I'm watching this series that Tom Hanks put together, and there's one more installment of it. It's called The Pacific. And you think of the horrible things that went on and the people on the ground, the guys on the ground, what they saw. But this, and the sacrifices, but then ultimately coming back, and yeah, the bomb is dropped and all of that, but there was success tied to it. There was success ultimately tied to the mission, and that is so key in the psyche of so, so many who day in and day out are in terrible conditions and just trying to do the best job they can. All right, this is from comedian Stephen Wright. I'm trying to give you something good here on these one-liners. And this is what he said, and I thought this was pretty funny. When I get real bored, I like to drive downtown and get a great parking spot, then sit in my car and count how many people ask me if I'm leaving.